yet, but it's coming. I have been diffusing holiday joy like every day, all day in the house.
Like it's going out of style?
Oh, yeah. Like I love that stuff. And then I ordered a bunch of the, I ordered more of that and some of the new holiday products that came out last week too. So
just Did you get some of the goodies before some of them sold out?
Yes.
Way to be on it.
Hey, you know, I'm aware. It's like this stuff is going to go quick, so you better order it.
I don't know if you remember the chaos that surrounded the dryer ball scandal.
No.
So one year, doTERRA launched some dryer balls for the holidays, and there was just a mad rush for those suckers, and they sold out, and I've never seen so many unhappy customers over dryer balls.
Right? I mean, as Katie's saying to panelists, Katie, if you want to post that to all attendees, just share that. She's like, haha, dryer balls broke the internet, right?
They totally did.
Who knew that dryer balls could be like such a hot commodity?
Oh, well, let me see if I can get some love and live going on Facebook. I will say that doTERRA has definitely stepped up their game when it comes to the new products, like when they have something that brings the big traffic.
Yeah.
They have totally...
They're more prepared to say, we're going to have a run on the show, on the store.
Exactly. Okay, and I'm going to mute on this so I can be watching. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing so good. It's like a beautiful day and it's autumn and
you got your sweater on.
I've sweater weather, you know, it's just like all the sweaters and scarves and boots, they've all been added back into the wardrobe, and that is a really good thing. And I think I missed y'all last week because I did something really fun off my joy list where for a day me and a couple of girlfriends, we flew down to Disneyland for the day. And I've always wanted to see Disney at Halloween time, you know, all decked out in like its autumn glory and Halloween and pumpkins. You guys, it was so much fun. We landed about 11 a.m. California time, Ubered over to the hotel, dropped our stuff, and then hit the park and went straight for like 10 hours or more.
Wow.
It was so much fun. Spent the night and flew home the next day. And then it took me like 2 days to recover from that one day. I mean, that just like, it wears you out. Like we went, you know, probably 5,000 steps in a day. We did not sit down. We just like hustled that whole park.
That's so
much fun. I'm so grateful for oils called Digestin, shall we say.
Oh my gosh.
All the park food, you know, and things. And it is a lot of fun, though. So much joy. But I did miss y'all last week and was sending you some good positive energy. I'm wondering, though, Andy, did you treat our friends here to, like, the costumes, you know?
You know, I...
Parade that you had done the year previous.
I'll tell you how far that got. I brought the costumes and I had a pile sitting right here. But when you're flying solo on the call, it's just not quite the same. You know, it's just, I tried to visualize like me trying to be funny and, you know, mostly just me and the screen, and it just didn't feel quite right. So Didn't go there.
Well, partner, I'm sorry that I was not there to help be your wingman to support that. So,
well, I think you need to apologize to all these viewers that we have. I think they're the ones who really lost out.
Yeah, viewers, I'm so sorry. Andy, maybe you'd be willing to this week or next week, like, integrate a little of that, even if it's a little behind, you know.
Yep, do a little makeup call.
Can't be prevented, and sometimes the harvest comes later than what you plan.
The harvest cannot be prevented.
Yeah. Anyway.
I love it.
But tell me what's been going on for you, and what are you learning and what's up for you? You know, as we start to, I don't know about you, but I'm starting to think about 2020. It's coming up.
I know.
Horizon.
Q4 is just flying by. We got to the end of the month and I was like, sheesh, we only have 2 months left of the year. And so, yeah, it's getting real. I actually have a really cool announcement that I wanted to bring Natalie on for, but do you want to talk to us a little bit about gratitude series?
And, yes.
And what you've got going on?
Yes, my love. So if you don't know about this already, I'd love for you to participate. It's a free course I offer once a year, all through the month of November. It's my eighth year I've been doing this, Andy. Can you believe that? The eighth
year. 8 years.
Yes.
Wow.
And as some of you may have seen, if we're social media friends on Instagram or Facebook, I shared a really heartfelt, little bit vulnerable post yesterday about almost 2 years ago, I didn't continue this series, is that I'd had an experience that really kind of hurt my heart. And I just had a lot of self-doubt come from that. And as I share, I ran into a beautiful woman down at the doTERRA convention, of course, and in a crowd of 30,000 people, she happens to find me and tell me about how much that course has changed her life. And if you can go read the post, because it's, I don't need to recap it here, but I recommitted to, like, I just had a knowing I was meant to do this course. It's a game changer and it's just powerful, where we get centered in and practicing gratitude and generosity together. And so you're welcome to opt into that. It just kicked off yesterday and will be all month long. GratitudeSeries.com is the website. And if you register there, you can access the recording from yesterday, as well as in the coming weeks that you can join live or the recording. But it's just, you know, I think the biggest thing that's up for me, and I'm also, it's interesting, this topic just is like, I'm attracting it, is, as you know, I do TV here about once a month, sometimes every other month, for our local NBC affiliate. And they reached out and said, we'd love to do a segment on becoming a grateful woman and the power of gratitude. And so I film that tomorrow. And so that will air Friday or Monday on television. But just the same conversation around, but here's what's really up for me. I'm really, really aware of, with this thought process, because gratitude isn't a new concept or a new teaching. But I think sometimes where I know in myself in the past is that we think gratitude's just a feeling. And I invite us to become more conscious that gratitude is a practice and it's a habit, right? And that we choose to shift or make a different action to then create a different mood. And so it's just powerful that we can be in practice of gratitude, right? Like my little gratitude journal's right here. Look at this little beauty, right? Isn't she cute? And it's just a capturing of writing your gratitudes or prayer, meditation, and then generosity being a sister virtue or attribute. You know, naturally, those two put you in the manifesting zone, my friends, right? When you're actively focusing on things you're grateful for and then actively focusing on being the blessing, is that anything you're the vessel for, you absorb, right? We talked about that a little bit yesterday on our first kickoff session, is anything you are giving, you're absorbing, right? So if you're giving love and kindness and light, anything you're the vessel for, you absorb it. And so how much it puts you in the right space, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, vibrationally, which is the universe we live in, is we're living in a vibrational based, you know, energetic based experience. And so aligning yourself with the energy of that and practicing those things so that they become more of your habits. So more consistently, you're in the good zone, right? You're feeling good. You're feeling gratitude. You're feeling connected and loving and generous. And those things will help shift you. That to me is a biggie. The second thing that came up on yesterday's call that was kind of like that truth bomb moment and got a lot of energy around it, is that your mind is an evidence collector. Think about that, right? Like your mind is always looking for evidence of the belief you're feeding it. And so when I'm giving my mind the belief I'm loved, life is working out for me, great opportunities, or I'm perfectly supported, right? I know we both love that affirmation, right? And Natalie, it's like, oh, I'm perfectly supported. And that we choose that, then we, it's like a magnet. We find more of that into our life is that what we focus on expands, or another way to say that is what we're focused on magnifies. It gets bigger. And so I'm loving this course. It's free. There's no sales pitch. There's no like, hey, anything. There's no strings attached. You can just join it. I believe in gathering community for really positive reasons, and that we are part of creating positive change on the planet. So I'm just loving the journey and the joy of that. Elizabeth's asking, she's saying, have you sent out the link to the recording from yesterday? Yes, it went out about an hour and a half after the live session. If you don't see it in your inbox, check your junk and spam. Gmail especially likes to filter our emails pretty strongly. So check that. If not, you can contact my assistant, Heather at TiffanySpeaks.com, and she will be happy to help you get your hands on the recording. But you can log into it now, GratitudeSeries.com, and the recording should be in the autoresponder, and you can access it for yourself. But I just think, you know, Andy, I've really been aware this year, especially in a lot of our coaching time together, about the power of what are our habits and rituals, and are we practicing? Like last week or 2 weeks ago, since I wasn't with you last week, we talked heavily about, you know, the power of getting in the joy zone, and are we in the joy spot, right? Is a powerful way of growing our business. And sometimes we don't think that. We always think growing our business, maybe it's all like this arduous process, but energetics are the fuel. It's the light. It's the energy that we also want to pay attention to. We absolutely need to do the work, but the joy, what's the energy or the way that we're doing the work, you know, makes such a difference.
I love that so much. I was just thinking the other day about how, if you can hack the habit of gratitude, then you win. Like, we do all these things about, you know, hacking, you know, our health, like taking our lifelong vitality or getting oils on or around us. But if you can get that pattern interrupt at the right time, at the right place, and shift your whole mindset, your whole heart to gratitude, then you've won. Like, that is, I can't think of a bigger win. So thank you so much for the gift that you give to all of us through the Gratitude Series. So excited.
Thank you, friend. I love doing it. It brings me so much joy. It puts me in the right zone. There she is.
Hey.
Good morning.
How's it going?
That color looks so beautiful on you.
Thank you. Thank you, Tiffany, for putting that out there, for helping the rest of us get that pattern interrupt, because you're so natural at that. Thanks for bringing it.
So we had a quick announcement that we wanted to share. Mm-hmm. So November is one of our favorite months for being grateful and also for giving. And giving, it just feels like it helps get you into that zone of gratitude. So a couple years ago, we did a fundraising campaign for with Healing Hands. We did a partnership, and we started having meetings with them a few weeks ago, and they have offered to do the same offer that they did a couple years ago, which is we're going to partner with you, the field, and for every dollar that you donate, we're going to give a dollar. And then doTERRA is going to match that with $2. So if you give $1, that becomes $4 of actual good that you can do. We're especially focusing in on Mentors International. So do you want to speak a little bit to why Absolutely. We love Mentors?
You know, there are some pretty, let's be clear, there's some pretty sexy nonprofits out there that do amazing stuff, right? That help people get saved from slave trafficking, from all of these things, right? Days for Girls, pretty amazing. But one of the things we feel like is in the work that we do in doTERRA, we see the power of empowerment. And if we just give someone the opportunity to create for themselves, they are that creator. Right? So we love Mentors International in that they give people whether it's a $100 loan or a $300 loan, to start a business, to change a family, the future of a family, for infinity, right? Because then they have that business, they can work in that way, they can provide for themselves, they start doing things that really help them be self-sustaining, right? So one of the numbers that, as we started talking with them, they said $428 empowers a family. It frees a family.
Forever.
Yeah.
It's not like a little hand up or hand out for a month or a year. This is liberation for them. This means freedom and everything.
What an incredible way for us to give back. And so we talked with our kids and we challenged them, hey, what if during the month of November we sell bread to the neighbors, or, you know, help us send these packages or whatever they can do to earn $428 so that we as a family can free a family. And we love that power and that challenge. And with all the plenty that we enjoy, and I love what you were saying, Tiff, on we give, everything we give, we absorb. Mm-hmm. So what a powerful thing to give freedom to someone else. If we really, really, truly desire freedom, what better way to actually receive that and draw that in and attract it for ourselves than to give it away?
There's a quote that I love that says, "The miracle is this, the more we share, the more we have." Mm-hmm. And it's true that that give receive cycle only works as fast as we're putting it out there and giving.
We just put this campaign out. We've already freed two families on the campaign, right? And then we look at, then we'll double that, so four families, and then doTERRA doubles that, so eight families in the last few minutes, hours. So our goal is to, together with our teams around the world, with wherever you are in doTERRA, is through this campaign to raise $100,000 that then will become
400,000.
400. So just our invitation and giving you something tangible to do right now. Involve your family in it. Bring it. And I love how, you know, we can do good all the time with Healing Hands, and we know our whole dollar is going to making a difference. And I love that about what doTERRA has created. They're paying for all those staff through doTERRA's budget, mm-hmm. right? So that every dollar that you give to Healing Hands makes all the difference. And that's so unique, you know, in the world that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You know, Red Cross, maybe 40 cents on your dollar yeah. is going to help people. And we have the unique gift of doTERRA, and during November, we can quadruple that and multiply the good.
So we have somebody asking the question on Facebook Live, how do we get the word out to our teams? You know, how do we multiply the good? So we put together a web address that's really easy to remember. It's sharesuccess.com/give. So sharesuccess.com/give, and that will take you to a special Healing Hands fundraising page just for this campaign. And it has the meter so that we can watch how fast we're growing and how many families we're helping. And it's got more of the information about Mentors International. But yeah, please help us get the word out. We cannot do this on our own.
Oh, only together can we do this. So Andy, what if they want to share like images in their, you know, groups, in their user groups, in their builder groups? What if we put that on Share Success Facebook and then they okay. can share that?
So later today, I'm going to post all the graphics that we've already created for this fundraising campaign. And please share away. Mm-hmm. We're not trying to save money. We're trying to give money here. So let's all be generous and get the word out.
doTERRA is creating a video later on this week. So watch for that being released. And there's going to be great stuff that they bring us so that we can share this message and empower families. More than just the work you do in doTERRA, we can do more. We can do more in these third world countries. So excited for what this will create and what it will create for you. So Lots of love.
Oh, so good. So we just go to that link to just be clear, sharesuccess.com/give.
Yep.
Donate at.
Yep.
Okay. Just so it's
and the Share Success Facebook is going to have the other images so that you can share them with your teams.
Awesome, you guys. This is so cool.
I know.
Play the multiplication or magnification game this month.
Yeah, that's the business that we're in, right? Is leverage. So we can take our efforts today can bless for years, for generations. Mm-hmm. Just like in the business, the same thing can apply in our giving.
Oh, I love it. This is so good.
So thanks for helping us be a part of it.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Hey. Time to be in, right?
Who else is in if you're with us live? I mean, even if it's what, $5, $10. Yeah.
Totally.
It's amazing how that will be magnified. Andy, you should show them the cool the meter on it because it's okay. So cool.
All right. So.
Yeah, anybody can contribute. They don't have to be enrolled. Anyone. So it's a way to, you know, I love that it helps other people see the good that doTERRA
That
doTERRA has done, right? So this meter at the top, you know, we put a pretty big goal and we've got 24 days. Let's bring it together, right?
So can I add something to it?
Yes.
Please. So I want to put something out there is that anyone who donates $100 or more, you can pick anything you want out of my store product-wise. The digital version, and we will email it to you. So we have home study courses in there for, you know, $200 and $300. Any course of mine for the next 48 hours, or I'll even say through Sunday, if you'll donate $100 or more, you get it for free, the digital version sent to you to go through any of my business or life coaching trainings, or you get to pick one out of my store for $100 donation or more. You just screenshot your donation and email it to info@TiffanySpeaks with the subject line Healing Hands. And you'll let my assistant know and we'll gift you a free course.
Wow. So do they need to say which course they want?
My website's TiffanySpeaks.com and just go through the shop button, click shop, and there's lots of courses there from mindset to sales training to my Success Academy home study course. That's a $300 course that you can access for technically free with $100 donation or more.
Wow, Tiff.
That's super generous.
Hey.
Hey, see
you. We're going to throw gasoline on the fire here. Yeah.
Through Sunday, which is what day? That's the 10th.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. So let's say they have team members that are not on this call. Are they good to share that?
Yep. They just need to, but I like fast movers. So they got to do it by Sunday.
Okay.
I just do it today if you're doing it.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah.
Andy's typing in all the details so you have that to reference. And thank you. Thank you. That's a great way to.
That's fantastic.
To multiply the good again.
Well, I just want to give back. If you guys are going to stretch a little, I want you to see that it's like other people are, hey, we're going to max this out together. Because your $100 donation is really $300.
$400. Yep, because we're going to match the 100 and then doTERRA is going to match all 200 of that.
Right, we're going to put our money together and then say, doTERRA, match it.
We do a family then at 400, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
So 100, you just freed a family right there.
You're a freedom family freer. You're a freedom fighter.
The thing I love too is, you know, we love what OUR is doing, but until you can prevent that from happening and until you can create economic stability for a family, then there will always be this lure of money that doesn't go away.
They
sustainable.
They pull them out of that cycle, right? But then what happens if they don't have a way to provide income? Everybody's got to eat. Yeah. Everybody's got to take care of their children. And, you know, then they get back into that cycle just because they have to have a way to provide, right? Just like the Pink Pepper Girls, like it's a reality.
All people really want is the dignity of being able to provide for their family. And so that's what this gives them.
Yeah. It changes everything. We know how that felt, right? When we went from being a dependent to a creator and learned that process. And we're just setting up other people so they can do that too, wherever they are.
Love it.
Love it. Thank you so much. Peeps, I'll let you guys get into the power coaching. Don't want to hold that back. So
awesome. Thanks, hon.
Mm-hmm. Love you, Nat.
Love you.
All right. Well, should we jump into some coaching?
Yeah. Now that everything's like been high vibed up around here, it's just like,
oh,
the energy
zinging. So we'd love to have anybody who wants to join us. It's always great if you can raise your hand on the Zoom call and we'll bring you in live. You can do that with or without video, or you can just post your question in the chat box in Zoom or in the comments box on Facebook. So love to have you join us. And
yeah, whatever's up for y'all today, what's kind of brewing?
I had somebody post a question.
There's one in the chat box that says, I would love ideas on different ways to promote the holiday items.
Oh, man.
See that?
You want to start us off with that one? Queen of holiday?
Well, I just think, I mean, for me, I'm like, but I have to remind myself, like, because I'm already, like, so converted that I'm a really easy sell. So I just am like, oh, holiday, and it smells like joy. And happiness. So one is definitely is if you can give them an oil experience, right? Or I would invite you to consider, I know that I've seen lots of leaders do like a holiday type open house, either in November or early December, where you can be diffusing the products and having people, ideally you already have some, and then you could do it earlier November so they can order them now, right? That type of thing. But it's even if you just, you know, you're out and about, you're diffusing, you're sharing with friends or at gatherings, things like that. I mean, I think those basic things that we sometimes forget, they actually are pretty influential. And so if you're having family over for dinner on Sunday or going to a friend's gathering, or you're just out and about, you're just, you know, naturally sharing it or bringing it with you as part of it, I think is really wise. But I think that, you know, part of the big sell about at least, you know, a lot of this is that they're natural ingredients. And so we don't have the synthetic fragrances, things of that nature. It's just the, you know, the awareness to that, and maybe including that in some of your sharing, whether you're doing it online or you're doing it in person. But I invite you to consider, you know, I love, like, on social media, for instance, putting it out there, asking people, what's your favorite scent of the season, or what's some of your favorite holiday traditions, or what helps you get in the holiday spirit? You know, and you just start engaging the conversation around holidays overall and getting people thinking about that and feeling into it and asking them to activate their senses, right? Which is why I like the scent of what's your favorite holiday scent. And you can start with that. And then you could even, of course, share in your comments, my favorite, which is also natural, is an essential oil called Holiday Peace or Holiday Joy, you know, or I love to create my own diffuser blend with cinnamon and, Citrus Bliss or whatever the case might be. And so I think one of it is just to let people know that you have them. If there's any way they can sample or experience them, even better. Because once you experience holiday peace, I mean, I don't want to say
there's
this.
No going back.
I just don't think there's any going back, but it's kind of like, I mean, I don't want to, I'm mindful of this, like how I say this, but let's say maybe you're more holiday joy or your holiday peace. I am curious, if you're here on the chat box, if you had to pick, which one would you pick? Facebook Live, tell me. I'm serious. I want to know. If you're Facebook Live or Zoom, are you picking Holiday Peace or Holiday Joy? If you had to pick the two.
Because
I'm in love with both of them. I don't know if I could pick, but like I kind of feel this strongly about it. Is if like, if you really didn't like Holiday Joy or Holiday Peace, like, are you even real? saying you don't like tacos?
You have a pulse?
Like, do you not like tacos too? Or Reese's or peanut butter cups? Like, friends, I'm just saying, like, I would really, you know, I get it. Like, I'm open to, like, there's all kinds of humans on the planet. I'd have a really big stretch believing that someone truly doesn't like either holiday joy or holiday peace, if not whole.
Right.
Right?
It's true.
I mean,
it's true.
So if you can get to experience it, you know, sampling is still, I know that we don't always talk about that, but sampling is such a powerful influence for selling. And so whether sample bottles or you're diffusing it, do y'all remember the time I gave Brendan Burchard the rest of my holiday peace bottle, not knowing you were all sold out of that product? Because this is 2 years ago, I believe. And I was like, wait, what? I can't get more of it. Like, I gave it to him. If he got in my car, I was just diffusing it. And he's like, that smells amazing. And I was like, oh, right? He's like, what is that? And I'm like, it's holiday peace. And then I'm like, do you want to keep it? Would you diffuse it? And I happen to have a diffuser in my back and in my trunk. And he's like, yeah, are you serious? I'm like, yeah. Thinking I could just get my hands on it again. Well, some people did send it to me in the mail because there's good karma, right? What you give away, you absorb. So.
A greater anyway. Love hath no man than this, to give away their holiday peace.
Oh, yes, Andy. So I'm just feeling it, friends. I mean, if we're going to be besties, I'm just saying, if we're going to be besties more than this online thing, if we're going to hang out in real life, tacos, peanut butter cups, holiday joy and holiday peace.
And do you mind if I make a dark chocolate peanut butter cups?
Yes. Justin's is really, I think,
the Justin's
creme de la creme of peanut butter cups.
Blows my mind.
There's no shame on a Reese's. I'll still eat a Reese's peanut butter cup every second. But I do prefer the dark chocolate Justin's peanut butter cups.
And Trader Joe's does a mean job with their dark chocolate peanut butter cups too.
Oh yes. And they use that sunflower oil business.
I know.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, the poll looks like there's a slight leaning towards holiday peace.
Okay.
We've got some people trying to throw harvest spice in there. I don't think that's fair.
Right. But you know what, Andy? I feel what they're putting out. I mean, I get it. It's harvest spice. Why? I like a little wild orange to my harvest spice, but that also smells like heaven in a cup, you know?
Why force a decision that doesn't have to be made, right?
Right. I mean, the good news is we live in a very abundant universe, the and sign. We can and this. We can have and.
We can have it all.
We can have it all.
Yep. What else is LRP for?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we've had some questions roll in.
All right.
Should we start with Denise? She says, how do you find a community of like-minded people to do a thing with you? Mm-hmm. How do you get followers for a challenge? So she was specifically talking about the, I think it was the 280-day challenge that Sarah Marie put out there a while back. And so she was wanting to do that too. But she wasn't getting traction. Mm. So I'm asking online, am I missing something in my process of managing?
Yeah, she's saying, how do you get followers for a challenge?
Right.
So I think, I mean, in some way, like right now, we're gathering a massive group for the gratitude series, right? It's a like-minded community. It's a way to have conversation. You could do absolutely something similar with health, with stress, with detoxing. I love a lot of Ange Peters. She'll create, you know, like her life scrub or home scrub, or you know, you can do a detox Facebook group, a 30-day or even 7-day. You can create, you know, how we deep clean our homes and that we're going to get organized together. We're going to do a health challenge. Mine's obviously more of a mindset happiness challenge with gratitude, but that you create something that has high vibe and value, where you're doing a lot of that community gathering for educational purposes. Got to be really aware though, that that's the intention, not, hey, come get in this and I'm going to sell to you. It's okay to let them know, of course, like, here's the products I love and use. Here's my link. If you don't have currently essential oils or you need more support on that, let me know. You know, is you definitely seed the oils and your products in a community challenge for sure, but you make it a bigger conversation about what we're helping people create, you know, change around. And so You know, I think shorter challenges work best. So anywhere like typically around 30 days or less, just because, you know, maintaining someone's attention is why the gratitude series every year, and people start messaging us in September and saying, are you doing that this year? And, you know, is because it's once a year, you know, it's a limited time, and it kind of creates that. Now you could create, I do a few of those throughout the year where people can pop in and you could do something similar, you know, one on holiday oils and one on the flu or cold, or, you know, January, you do a month long kickoff of your best year yet type thing. And let's get healthy and energized together. Is I really think, you know, that can really make a difference, but that you're creating that, you know, like a Facebook group, maybe including a hashtag so people can trend that on some of the social media. But I think it's just a matter of continuing to do it, but that you make it so much fun and joyful that you love doing it, because energy is contagious, right? Like if I'm legit, genuinely loving and excited to do the gratitude series, and it shows, and it's energetically palpable. It's something I start getting geeked about. I'm sharing about it, and versus like, oh, I'm stressed about it. And so whether you have 20 people join your challenge or 200,000 people join your challenge is not being attached to numbers, but being attached to, or intentional, I should say, not attached, but intentional about the energy you're bringing forward. So you're putting your light out there, and then the people, they find you. So that's my thought. Andy, anything you'd add to that around creating community? Because you guys are great community builders, but specifically like what Denise is asking.
I love everything you've shared. I think the most important piece is the energy, right? If you have this tired energy, like I've been pushing for this goal for 6 years and it's, you know, wearing me down and this is my last ditch effort, that energy is not going to lie, and nobody wants in on that. So if instead you're like, oh my gosh, like, can we just talk for a week about Yarrow Palm and why I'm on fire about Yarrow Palm, right? Like your energy, you get to lead with you and lead with your excitement, your enthusiasm, your energy. The only thing I would add is people, like if I were to go back in time 10 years, you used to be able to put a post out there, or, you know, put it out to your friends, hey, essential oils class, and whoom, people were all over that. Like just the novelty and the newness and, oh, what's an essential oil? Nowadays, you can buy essential oils at Costco, at Walmart. You can get them online. You can get them on Amazon. Like the conversation is no longer what is an essential oil. So we have moved into a new era. And the thing that people want and will never go out of style is they want transformation. So if you can offer a destination that is yummy to them, then that's going to get them. That's going to get them to jump in. Got a little visitor here. Can you say good morning?
Good morning.
Say hi to Tiffany.
Hi.
Hi, bud.
So I would say, you know, people want a guide to lead their transformation. So if you can offer that, then you're going to create a movement. If you can offer, hey, over the next 90 days, I want to help 12 people, you know, shift into higher energy, better, whatever the goal is, you know, maybe for the seasons, it's, I want to help 5 people earn some extra holiday money, or I want to help, like, if you make it about a tangible thing, then you're going to have success. Love that question. All right. We've got Deisha Anderson from Facebook Live. How do I help a new builder who lacks confidence, yet in whom I see amazing potential, to have confidence that she can change and become an influencer? She feels like she will damage relationships by bringing up doTERRA. How do I help her believe that she really has a gift to share with them? What are your thoughts, Tiff?
Yeah, so, you know, I think about this is we can, you know, confidence is such a moving target, right? It can be, at least, where It's a feeling often that can ebb and flow. Our worth, I believe, is eternal and never changes, but our feelings of self-confidence can change all the time. And so I think, again, it's coming, helping her realize and having the conversation, asking her to share, saying, you know, what do you love about doTERRA and how has doTERRA helped change your life? And helping her access that. And then just simply realizing it's just coming from a place of service, right? Where she's saying she's afraid of damaging relationships by bringing up doTERRA, is that it's just about sharing, right? Like thinking about and crossing the bridge. If there was a new favorite recipe you loved, or a new favorite mascara, or a, you know, the Instant Pot, you know, that really helped with dinner time type thing. If there's something you fall in love with that you just love, it's fun to share it. I think where people sometimes we can feel nervous about sharing doTERRA is because, you know, the aspect of we are like, well, yeah, they technically could, you know, be in my organization. I could get paid from that. There's a sale there and so forth. But I think we focus on the power of, you know, the change and focusing on giving the gift and seeing it. I like to see it that way too. It's just like, hey, I'm going to give the gift all the time and regularly. And some people are ready for the gift and want the gift and receive the gift, and some aren't. Now, I'm not going to be, you know, calling someone 7 times a day, 7 days a week, saying, hey, are you ready to buy? And you need this and you need that and so forth. But I think absolutely is just realizing helping connect her to her why is one of the most potent things you can do as a leader. Is what's your why, and why do you love doTERRA, and how has doTERRA helped change your life? And coming at it from that place and that perspective. And so just from that energy is, you know, is going to be the most important or influential thing. And so dropping into that for yourself is helping her connect to him or her, whoever you're working with, right? Is that you're helping that individual identify what's their why, and that they want, the, how much they love doTERRA and how much of a difference it's made. That can then help them have that inspiration to say, I want to share it with more people, right? It's just putting it out there, I think is awesome. And the willingness to share it from that perspective is, you know, but ultimately this new builder, no matter how much potential we see in someone, they have to still choose in, right? Now, our job as leaders is to develop this, the culture, and I believe the questions that can help people unlock their potential, but they still have to walk through the door. Does that make sense? So as the leader, we unlock the door, open the door, but they still have to choose to walk through it. But how we help them, I believe, unlock that door is really the power of vision and the power of possibility, and what's your why, and what do you love about doTERRA, and how's it helped change your life? And seeing it again, like you're sharing your favorite recipe or your favorite latest gadget that you are just loving, that can really help support them, I think makes a difference. Catherine's question, Andy posted this from Facebook Live. Catherine Stonehawker says, what would your approach be on contacting old friends or acquaintances, even customers that you haven't talked to in a long time? What engaging in a long time about engaging in the business with you? So I think, you know, again, it's just reaching out to people. I have a video on my YouTube channel called Get Clients Now. Now, you guys, it was filmed a really long time ago. So, you know, I've been doing this gig for 10 years. So I think that video is 9 or 10 years old. So just know, like, the style's changed some. But in that video, Get Clients Now, it gives you a guideline of 3 things of how to engage with previous or existing clients or customers. And so just truly just reaching out. I call them connection calls, Catherine, is what I like to do is, you just reach out to connect. Hey, I haven't, you know, I've been thinking about you, or you crossed my mind. You know, I'd make yourself that list or go into your back office. Hey, I've been thinking about you and just would love to connect and catch up. How are you, and how's life and your family, or, you know, just however you know them, connecting back into them is just asking them, how are they doing and what's going on with you? And, you know, and then you can absolutely, as you're discussing, the conversation is, you know, how's your health or your family's health? And then finally, the final question of that, is there anything I can do to support you, right? And that might also lead into the conversation around the business too, which might sound like, you know, how are things going with you guys? And, you know, are you still working at the same place, or what's this looking like for you? Or, and you could even ask, is there any interest for you after you've reconnected? Is there any interest for you of wanting to, you know, look at the business or grow the business? Is there anything I can support you on that? But I think, again, a lot of it's just our willingness to connect, is that we make connection the core reason we're calling or reaching out, especially when it's been a while since they've heard from us, and we're just connecting. And then that connecting can lead into conversation around product or business for sure. Andy, we just addressed Catherine's share as well.
Love it. Fantastic. Okay, should we hop on to Catherine's question?
We just did Catherine Stone.
Oh, you did Catherine's.
Yes.
Sorry, I thought you said.
So I think the next one.
There were a couple comments that came in about the earlier topic of community building, and then one about confidence. So those are comments. another comment just came through from Athena. So we did some really good work with Athena last week. And she says, hello, Share Success family. I want to thank you for all the kind words of support and encouragement at a very vulnerable moment last week. The great news is that so many things all of a sudden started opening up for me almost immediately in terms of opportunities in my business. It was truly miraculous. I just want to share this update with you so that you're encouraged when you're stuck. This is a safe place to work through hard things and allow shifts to happen. I love to hear that. Thank you, Athena.
Big love, Athena.
I know. We just wrapped her up in so much love last week.
Mm.
It was awesome.
I love that woman.
Yep.
Okay, we also had a question from Elizabeth Ann you'd posted a little bit earlier that says, I've been in the doTERRA business for almost 5 years, and right now my volume has dropped. My two questions are, how can I get my downline leaders engaged when their lives are so busy? And two, how can I re-engage my customers? Andy, do you want to take a first shot at that? Or?
Totally. That came in from who again?
Elizabeth Ann. Oh, we have Dare in the background. I'm just seeing your comment.
Yeah, they think they own the place. So it's more of a shocker when we don't have Dare in the background.
I love that.
So the question was, how do we support customers and builders?
Yeah, she just said, you dropped it in the chat box to panelists a little bit earlier on and scrolled back, but she says she's been in the business for 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
Volumes dropped. How do I re-engage when their lives are busy and re-engage customers?
Such a good question. I feel like this goes back to the same topic of how to build a community. Ultimately, we get to lead the energy of our team. So if you want to have high business engagement, then lead with high business engagement yourself. If you want to have high product engagement, like really enthused customers who are loving their product and ordering on a regular basis, then be that energy. Lead with that excitement and, you know, be learning about the new products that doTERRA just came out with. You know, why is double encapsulated turmeric the coolest thing since sliced bread? Well, if you don't care, chances are your team, your customers won't care. So just being that vibe, I think is the first step. The second step, I think, is once you're being that energy, then start reaching out and just putting yourself with those people and just start getting curious. Start asking questions. You know, I love what Tiffany says. Lead out with, I'm just curious. You know, what are your goals lately? Like, what are you running after, what running towards? What are the things that are bringing you just vitality and energy and juice? And the more you can get plugged in to what matters to them, then the more you can allow doTERRA to be the vehicle that helps them get to their goal. So the longer I'm in doTERRA, the more I realize that doTERRA can fill so many of your needs. It can fill your health, your physical, your emotional, your financial, your social. Like it's such an incredible garden to grow in. So if you probably know that, but you can't expect your people to know that. And so first, be the energy. Second, go out and connect with them. And then third, build a bridge on how doTERRA can fill their unmet needs. Tiff, what would you add to that?
I think just a hearty amen over all this, because again, is how we're showing up again, is that we're coming back to your point, like, are we really engaged, right? Because sometimes we're like, hey, is my spouse engaged, or is my downline engaged, or is my friend engaged? Like sometimes, you know, we give our energy to that versus how am I engaged and am I showing up and am I doing, you know, am I doing classes or one-on-ones or both? Am I like engaging in the process and cultivating whether online communication or, you know, doing a trade show booth, whatever the things that the actions might be, but it's looking at that. I think you're right on with it. And then I think, again, similar to what we were talking about with Catherine Scher is simply reaching out and connecting, right? Is that we're all in the people business and connection is your currency. Oh my gosh, I got to write that down. That's so good. I've never said it that way before. Your connection is your currency. Oh my gosh. Boom. That's going on a meme.
Boom.
I can feel it. Isn't that so true though? Like more
that's
than just
good,
but I do love alliterations. Like I'm that girl that just is like, ooh, but it's true. Is that, are you actively, when we talk about engagement, that requires us to connect. Are you reaching out every day? Are there 10 people in your business or at least 10 people in a week? Are you actively calling, texting, you know, meeting for tea or hot cocoa, or, you know, that you're engaging and just reaching out to them and nourishing them and wanting to know about them and showing up to support them. Like that to me is really like, are we out doing the gardening, right? We know we talk a lot about here over the years, the concept of the harvest and that the harvest can't be prevented, the law of the harvest, but it's like, are we got our hands in the dirt? Because we all want the crop, right? We all want the bounty, but do we have our hands in the dirt? Yeah. The only way you get the bounty is having your hands in the dirt. And so, but enjoying the process. Like I love to literally, I do like gardening. I really like having my hands in the dirt, but it's also about like in your business, that's the, are you engaging and connecting and reaching out and nourishing, and whether a class or one-on-one or text or in person, are you doing the work part? Because that is what helps re-engage people or infuse them. Well, and that's your core source of your work, to create your own success, to help your volume come back up, is that people are engaged, they're being educated, they're actively, you know, in the process and using the products because, you know, they're part of the whole community of it.
I love it. So good.
So boom, good. Boom. Shake the room.
Mic drop.
I just love that though.
That is so good. Connection is your currency. And that was what came up with our call last week with Athena. The thing we got to is that she's an extrovert, like to an extreme, living in an introvert world. You know, like she's, the thing that she craves most is that really deep connection with her tribe and like running with other people. And that's the missing piece. And so, that connection, it literally is like a river, you know, it's like this fluid or this currency that just flows. And when you get in that current, it is so yummy. It's just, it's contagious and it's incredible. So that was our challenge to her last week, was to get into that flow and really focus on the social aspect of her doTERRA team. So good.
So good. And I love that there really are deer. I just saw the deer in the backdrop when you were speaking.
I know. They're so funny.
I love it when I'm at your house and they're there. I mean, you guys, they live in a beautiful home and like the mountains. It's just so gorgeous. But I want the deer to let us get close to them. Like I want to feed the deer.
We're working on that. Yep.
Like I want to have the deer like maybe get on a leash and we go for a walk.
it's gonna come.
Okay. What's our next question?
We had a question from Mary on Facebook Live. She says, how many years have you and Tiffany been doing these mentor calls? You two always are engaged. So I actually went back to the archives and the first The first posted call was June 20th of 2012. And just last month, we hit a pretty big milestone and we posted our 300th episode. So 300 episodes, 7 years. That's a pretty good little run.
7 years, you guys. Most of those years were on an audio.
Yep, that's right.
We just moved to Zoom this year, right?
Yep, big
Which,
quantum
let
shift.
Let me tell you, that means I really love y'all because that means like I got to be dressed and my hair and makeup on. You know?
I wish I could have recorded that conversation when we're talking to Tiffany and we're like, what if we move to Zoom?
Yeah. It's just
like,
that's a little bit of a stretch. But that's true love that I have you all because, again, normally I charge double. If I have to have my hair done and my makeup on, like, people got to pay a check with a comma in it.
I love that. Check with a comma.
Like, I'm not doing this unless there's a comma in that check, friends. Like, this is how you know this is true love. This is free.
Can I? That reminds me of a conversation
that
a friend of ours had. So they're in a different network marketing company, and it's a hard business to succeed in. Like, if you don't basically crank out a couple hundred thousand in volume, you're not going to stay. You're not going to make it. So he would actually, when he brought on a new builder, he would ask him this question. He would say, you're going to do awesome. You're going to be great. If I gave you a couple thousand dollars for the first year, could I have half of your check forever? And in their business, that's legit. Obviously in doTERRA, you can't have more than one position, so that doesn't work. But in his business, he would say, you know, if I give you this kind of bridge for the first year, a couple thousand bucks, can I have half your check for forever? Well, why do you think he would do that? It was a test.
Mm-hmm.
It was a test to see how committed they were. The people who are not committed would say, yes, I'll take you up on that. Those who are serious about the business and are in it for the long haul would say, absolutely not. What if Natalie and I had said that to our upline, right? Oh yeah, here's half of our check for forever. Like, here's millions of dollars, right? So what I love about that example is, how committed are we? Like, it begs the question, are we in this for the long haul? And if you were launching, like if you were starting your own business, would you say, you know, I'm going to give this 6 weeks, you know, maybe a couple months, and if it doesn't go anywhere, then I'm out? What are your chances of success? Almost zero. Any new business venture, you got to give that sucker 1 to 5 years to really know if it's viable or not. And the same thing is true here. Like, if you're thinking, hey, I'm just going to put this out there to a few friends, and there's no judgment, there's no saying, there's nothing wrong with dipping your toes in and giving it a try. But if some of you are saying, hey, I've been in this thing for 6 months and I'm not a diamond yet, then check your commitment and say, hey, am I really in this thing for the long haul? What would I have said if my upline had offered me a couple thousand dollars a month for half my check forever? So just a little bit of food out there.
Yeah. Good stuff. Good food for thought. Do you want to read Marissa's awesome win and victory as a way to wrap us up for this week? Because I think it's such a great win.
Absolutely. So Marissa Hoyt from Facebook says, after 4 years of using doTERRA and continuously uploading my mindset, I'm so grateful for the growth. I've been slow, but it's been growth. It's been slow, but it's been growth. I'm doing things in my business that I never thought I could do when I started. I'm breaking out of my mental prison. I love that phrase so much. Fear is slipping away and it's a sweet feeling. Adaptive capsules have helped me so much. I did an event last night and enrolled 2 people. More lives for bless. Thank you, Andy and Tiffany, so much. Love you both. That's really sweet.
Awesome. Yeah. And see, what I love that she's saying is she's kind of modeling again this concept of the harvest, and that she's got her hands in the dirt for her personal growth. And she's, as she says, an event last night where she's putting herself out there, enrolled 2 people, 2 more people that's lives get to have this opportunity. And just the changes that she's experiencing is that none of us are perfect. Just to be clear, neither is Andy or myself. Exactly. No way. But the reality is we can be committed, right? And committed to growth and committed to doing the work personally and in the business. And that you'll have these breakthroughs and you'll have these wins and victories, and it will come, right? It always comes if we do the work, right? If we keep our hands in the dirt and we keep doing the work, then things do bloom and they grow and they experience. Sometimes, as she's saying, slower than maybe she thought, but that's a comparison. She's right on time and she's doing her work. And so I just think it's the reminder, but I love that we gather every week and do this now for 7.5 years, everybody. Can you believe that?
That's crazy.
That's so cool. So cool. Our willingness to gather as a community to remind each other of these growth principles. That's why we come together, is to hold one another the space to grow, to find the breakthroughs, to find the positive, to shift from when we get stuck, because we all get in stuck mode sometimes, but it's just that willingness to say, you know what? It doesn't have to be perfect, but I'm going to be committed and I'm going to be working and I'm going to be contacting people. I think what matters is that you act, right? As you've heard me say this a million times in probably 7 years. So here's a million and is great coaching or inspiration, whether it's a book, a podcast, this call, it doesn't necessarily change your life. It will influence your life, which can change your life. But what changes your life are the actions that you take. So go connect with people. Go call them. Go set up appointments. Put the class on the calendar. You know, put yourself out there. Do the personal development. Move that body of yours. Take your supplements, right? And not that any one of us gets it all the way perfectly right all the time, but be in the journey. Be in it. Not just thinking about, evaluating, take some of the actions that we talk about a lot, right? So big hugs from me to you. I hope that you join in on the gratitude series. Again, gratitudeseries.com. We'll be back live next Tuesday, and Andy and I will be back here next Wednesday.
Once again.
And maybe we'll get Andy to bring one of his costumes.
We'll see what the future brings.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us, guys.
Bye, friends.